You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. And there's the Anachronic Jazz Band, a marvelous group, a French group, and I just love that stuff. They just kill me with that, taking those bop songs and later more modern jazz and doing it in a very anachronistic style. And anachronism is my middle name. Actually, I had it changed, but it was originally. But I certainly go for such oddities as that, and I love them. It's also so well done that I have to say they're, I wish that was more readily available, that music. But I thought I would play that. And this is Radiola, and I might, you know, I'm never quite where I should be. And you know, why even carry a watch? That's what I say. And I don't even wear a watch. I carry a watch. That's how anachronistic I am. We're going to proceed here on Radiola with Harry McDonough and the Haydn Quartet, 1910. It's off a single-sided Victor, a rather late one for that style of presentation. But yes, a one-sider from 1910. The Girl of My Dreams.
Back in the maytime of my boyhood days, I read of ladies fair and heroes bold. I used to wonder if someday I'd gaze into fair eyes and slender And do you know the girl that used to smile from out the mazes of my dream sky blue? Had your sweet manner and your winsome smile. I've found my dream girl.
Get up.
California Ramblers again in 1923, Linger a While. Very popular song of that era. Before that, Burt Williams' Get Up. 1920 to keep the balance, yes. Get Up or Linger, whichever you wish to do. It's, you know, there are two different ways of going about it. Oh, yes, and that's true. You know, there might be two things that actually work, two answers that are right that are contrary, so figure that out. I've been having arguments like that lately with some people, and we're both right, but there's still an argument. Before that, Harry McDonough and Haydn Quartet, The Girl of My Dreams, 1910. Lovely song, lovely presentation of that, and nice copy, too. I like that a lot. This is Radiola, and I may be wrong, but I'm also right, and maybe I'll win, and maybe I'll lose, but nevertheless, I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway. We're proceeding now with Vincent Rose, Jackie Taylor, and their Hollywood Orchestra, Irving Kaufman on the vocal, in 1927, tune I never heard before. I found this record. Lovely Little Silhouette.
Thank you. were gone. It was love at sight, and thrills, thrills just filled the night. A moonlight, moonlight madness. Then you were gone. Oh, right away I learned that you loved everything romantic. Oh, how your kisses burned. They burned, and they nearly, why, they nearly drove me frantic. Oh, say, I heard the passion call. I gave me soul, he sold me very all. Moonlight, moonlight madness. And you were gone.
Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Austin Young, singing and I don't think it refers to the cartoon. It was more like, the cat, generically speaking. Felix the Cat, 1928, and Bix is in there, and that's a hard Bix to find, so I'm glad I have a nice copy of that. Sounds good, and you cannot go wrong with that. It's, they do that sort of hokey stuff at the beginning, but it's a... There's enough hotness in there to keep it interesting. Before that, Ted Lewis and his band, and I discovered I really like this for some reason. There's enough of a beat in that, of Moonlight Madness, Ted singing it there, 1928. Beginning with, from 1927, we have Vincent Rowe's Jackie Taylor with Lovely Little Silhouette. Don't turn on the lights too quickly. Keep it interesting. 1928. This is Radiola, and this show is always best listened to in a dim light and perhaps through a sheet of gauze on your loudspeaker, but we do try to do what we can to keep the music lively and interesting and fun. We're proceeding now with, let's go a little bit concert-esque here. Jessica Dragonette. In 1929, this is, get out that potted palm because this is, you're going to need it. Giannina Mia.
Can you forgive the moment
those unhappy moments that I cost you. Please don't tell me that I've come back just to find I've lost you, lost you. I'm sorry, Sally, so sorry, Sally. What more is there to
Nick Lucas, Sammy stepped on, playing piano. I'm not going to say Sammy stepped on the piano because I always think he's, trying to hang a picture or something above the piano, and he's stepping on it, but he's not. He's playing the piano, and it's Sammy Stepped. Let Me Live and Love You Just for Tonight, 1926. Oh, my God, I like that guitar playing in there. Nick is an amazing guitarist. Before that, Milton Charles playing the organ, and Ned Miller singing I'm Sorry, Sally. And Milton was putting a little syncopation in there, which I appreciate. That was from 1928, beginning with Giannina Mia. 1929, Jessica Dragonette. And I'm going to keep practicing that pronunciation as I go along. This is Radiola, and it was very interesting. A gentleman who works at the Library of Congress asked me about my pronunciation of a few things, and I offered my opinions. But if mispronunciation were a capital offense, I'd be John Dillinger at this point. We're going to proceed now with Albert Taylor. And this is good advice. It's a sentimental song, but it's good advice anyway, because you may want to do this at home. You can do this at home, by the way, if you have a fireplace. Freddie Martin is the actual leader of this band. Russ Morgan singing for you, Throw Another Log on the Fire, from 1933.
I don't see the face of my loved one when the logs are burning low. Throw another log on the fire. Bring back all the sweetest days I've known when our hearts were young in the springtime and her love was mine alone. Now there's nothing left but the embers. Springtime seems so long ago. Throw another log on the fire. Keep my golden memories aglow. Thank you.
where sudden, sudden calamity has taken place in this colony. A sudden, sudden calamity has taken place in this colony. We young men cannot shine no more. The rules have changed, our friends as before. Break for yourself, boys, you're losing fame. You don't know that the old men come back again. My girl Doris was nice to me, and the whole thing changed up entirely. It took place in a dancing hall, and old man danced so much tango and Doris fall. And all the folks that dance friends I couldn't place. She was busting worms in the old man's face. Break for yourself, boys, you're losing fame. You don't know that the old men come back again. The young girls telling the young men plain, we don't want you young men again. The old men treat us loving and fine. We get everything to console our mind. On the other hand, you don't work no way. And besides, you don't get no pay. So break for yourself, boys, you're losing fame. You don't know that the old men come back again. Happened to a friend of mine. I know his girl leave him on a serious grind. He used to support her in luxury, and the whole thing changed up entirely. They said a young man to advantage us, but the old man today really generous. Break for yourself, boys, we losing fame. You don't know that the old man come back again. Now if these old men don't stop this strife, some young fella going to take their life. A slap from a young man will make you sad, but a slap from a old bull will drive you mad. Since man so ungenerous, we don't know which old bull now friends to trust. So break for yourself, we're losing fame. You don't know that the old men come back again.
King Radio, old men come back again. Oh, you'd better hope they do. And I feel like that's my life story at this point. I'm not quite old yet, but I'm getting there. But I feel like I went back over the hill to the other side again. Before that, Tommy Ladnier and his orchestra, "When You and I Were Young, Maggie." Well, that sort of goes with that. There's a balance there. See, that's 1938. Before that, from 1933, "Throw Another Log on the Fire." That's Elbert Taylor and his orchestra, led by Freddie Martin, actually. You can hear his golden or silver tone in there, his Mr. Silvertone on the sax, and Russ Morgan singing it. This is Radiola, by the way, and if this is a tightrope, it's very tight indeed. And our balancing is for, you know, we do this for love. This is all we do. This show is not a, this is, boy, if I did it for any other reason, I'd be nuts. Harmony Kings Orchestra. Speaking of which, Anything for Love. It's a Tango Calypso from 1938.
Thank you. springtime, when blossoms are fragrant in May. No years that are coming can bring time to make me forget, dear, this day.
I love you in ninth grade December,
the same as I love you today. My heart ever young will remember the thrill it knew.
Nelson Eddy, Jeanette MacDonald, of course. Who else could it possibly be? And that was rather an emotional roundhouse punch, I know, and did it for me, I'll tell you that. Sigmund Romberg and Rita Johnson Young, Will You Remember, from Maytime. It was from 1937, and that does it. That really does it for me. I'd never put that at the beginning of the show. That's definitely for the end of the show. No way you'd start a playlist with that. Before that, the Harmony Kings Orchestra, Anything for Love. And that was Tango Calypso, as I say, from 1938. This is Radiola, and I want to thank you so much for spending time with me here on this program and listening. And I do appreciate that very, very much. And I'm Andy Senior, and I try to keep it balanced. I try to put in a little of this and a little of that, and I hope it works out. That's all I can say. We do what we can here. I'm going to proceed now with Sam Lannon again, leading the OK Melodeons, Irving Kaufman. And this kind of puts a cap on it. 1928, Forever and Ever. Thank you.
forever and ever, for all the time or never. It must not be just for a while. Let's truly endeavor to make love last forever, although it's no longer the style. I'd rather not choose you if someday I might lose you and then be left lonely and blue. But how nice it would be if from now on I could be forever and ever with you.